Hello, this is Pastor Cal Hampton. I want to thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to listen to our Second Mile podcast. It is my prayer that the Spirit of God might just enliven your spirit so that you might get a word from heaven today. And as always, you have an invite to come and worship with us down here at Second Mile Church on 804 Riverside Drive in Clarksville. May the Lord bless you. Thank you.
Let us pray. Our Father, we thank you for this gorgeous fall day you've provided us. Only you can provide beauty like you do. Thank you, Lord. And Lord, I ask you if there's anyone here today that don't know Jesus as their Savior, I ask you to open their hearts today, dear Lord, and their minds, and to receive Christ today, dear Lord. I ask you to please bless the message that Brother Cal is about to bring. And I ask you to bless Billy Walker as he leads us in Sunday school today, dear Lord. It's in your powerful name I pray, dear Lord. Amen.
All right. Be finding Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4. And I think Ellen will read verses 30, 31, and 32. And while you're finding those scriptures, let me just introduce the topic, the message today. This may be the most, I'm not being dramatic, any of that, but what you're about to hear this morning may be the most important message I've ever preached. You know why? Because it affects everybody in the room, everybody in the house today. This is an issue that all of us have to deal with, every one of us. I want to talk to you for a little while about unforgiveness. Sticky wicket, right? Most of us weren't there and weren't even born, but during the Korean conflict, a lot of the American soldiers would stay in these Quonset huts type of thing, and there was four or five soldiers who had one of these Korean houseboys. And this houseboy would cook for the soldiers, and he would keep the place clean and wash their clothes and just do a lot of things. He was their houseboy, and these soldiers were kind of rough on him. They played a lot of practical jokes on him, and they teased him, and they would tie his shoestrings together, you know, and lock him out of the hut, and so he couldn't get in. And anyways, they were just always teasing him. Well, they began to notice that their young friend didn't really take to practical jokes, and he didn't like it. And so they all sat down with him, and they apologized to him. The soldier said, "We are sorry that we've been treating you in a way that you're not happy with, and forgive us for all the practical jokes we played on you." And the young Korean boy said, "That's okay. I forgive you. And I guess that means I'll have to stop spitting in your soup bowl before I serve it to you." You know, that's the way it is, isn't it? When somebody hurts us, when somebody does us wrong, what do we want to do? Well, we get angry, and then we want to get even or get revenge, right? And the scriptures today tell us that unforgiveness can grow into a root of bitterness, which causes all kinds of problems for people. Now, I've thought about this a lot as I was preparing this message all week, and this may be the thing that's keeping church from revival. A church cannot experience revival. A family cannot experience revival. A community cannot experience revival if we've got an unforgiving spirit. Now, you can hurt me and do whatever you want to me, but you know, you mess with my family, and this is an issue I struggle with. Forgiving somebody that's hurt my family. I've learned over the years, when it's real quiet, God's dealing with us. And so I pray that God would speak to everybody in the church house today as we and we've got a real simple outline. Anybody can follow it. If you're taking notes today, we're going to talk about how we acquire this unforgiving spirit and how we recover from this unforgiving spirit. So if you have found Ephesians chapter 4, can we honor God's word by standing in reverence to His holy, inerrant, inspired, infallible, great word of God? Listen to what He says to us. Ephesians 4 verse 30. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Amen. Let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. Amen. And here it is, and be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you. Father, apply these scriptures to our hearts today. Speak to us, Lord. We promise, as a body of believers, to hear your word, listen to your word, obey your word, and step out in your word. I pray for healing and wholeness to come upon the body of Christ today. Touch us, Lord. Amen. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Please be seated. All right, let's talk first about how we acquiring an unforgiving spirit. Now, counselors tell us that an unforgiving spirit may be the root cause of many of our problems. An unforgiving spirit may be the root cause of a lot of the stuff that's happening to us health-wise. I've had people come to me and ask me to pray for them to be healed physically from something, only to find out that the reason they needed healing and the reason that they were sick was they had unforgiveness in their heart towards someone. How many of you have heard it said, you know, unforgiveness isn't hurting them, but it's killing me? Well, that's what's going on here, and so there's all kinds of health issues that stem. They're a product of unforgiveness, stress related issues. Did you know that even unanswered prayer is a byproduct of unforgiveness in our life? This is huge. We all struggle with it, and can I just say this? Unforgiveness affects just about everything that you are. It affects not only your health. An unforgiving spirit affects your mind, your body. It affects your work. It affects your schoolwork and classwork. It affects all of your relationships. An unforgiving spirit poisons us. And it affects your goals, your ambitions, your desire, your drive. It affects your witness. And bless God, it even affects the flow and the power of the Holy Spirit of God in your life. It's huge. It affects everything. And I think it's one of Satan's most subtle tricks. I really do. Now, I'm not going to meddle this morning. But here's what I want all of us to do. Right now, I want you to think back on your past. Is there anyone in your past or something that's happened in your past? Maybe somebody hurt you, betrayed you, lied to you, cheated you. Somebody did you wrong, abused you. Did something to you. And if you're going to be honest about it, when you think about this person, when their face springs up in your mind, you've got some unpleasant thoughts. And it may be that this is an issue you thought you had dealt with, and Satan has tricked you into thinking that you have dealt with it, and really you hadn't dealt with it. Now it's growing into a root of bitterness. We have got to deal with this stuff. Have to. It causes major issues in our life. And I want to take, can I just say this to us? All that matters in life is relationships. It's the only thing you're going to take with you when you go to heaven, if you're going. Relationships. The way we show and express to God how much we love Him is by the way that we love others. And so unforgiveness is an issue that I think all of us have to tackle, and it's disastrous for the Christian. It'll corrode you. It'll corrupt you. It'll stain you. It'll devour you. Look at verse 31. These are the things that come along with this root of bitterness, wrath. Bub and Debbie, y'all know what wrath is. That's an explosion of anger. They were on their way to church and experienced unbelievable road rage. I'll guarantee you what happened was something far bigger than what happened. Somebody who's got an unforgiving spirit is just kind of simmering and boiling over, and every now and then they just explode. Wrath comes along with bitterness, anger, clamor. Y'all know what that is? That's loud quarreling, loud arguing, evil speaking, malice. That's evil intentions. Do those things sound good? That's what comes along with an unforgiving spirit that has grown into a root of bitterness. Look at, turn with me real quick. Turn to Hebrews chapter 12 real quickly. I want you to see this. Hebrews chapter 12. If you just turn right in your Bible, just a few pages. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 15. If you're there, say amen. Amen. Hebrews 12, 15 says, looking carefully, lest anyone fall short of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up cause trouble, and by this many become defiled. An unforgiving spirit stains. It defiles. It causes corruption. It corrodes us. By the way, it steals time away from your life. You're going to live a shorter life than you normally would if you didn't have that unforgiving spirit. It poisons us. It does a number on us. We've got to deal with this issue. Am I making things clear enough? Now, let's go back. You got that picture of somebody in your mind? Somebody who hurt you, somebody who abused you, somebody who left you, somebody who betrayed you, somebody who lied to you, somebody who cheated you, somebody who did you wrong. You got that picture? Let me just ask you. Have you really dealt with that? Or does it bring up some negative thoughts and resentment in your life? Now, y'all, I can't ask you that question unless I've asked myself that question. We have got to deal with unforgiveness. We have to, because it will destroy you. It will tear you apart. It'll rip you up. It'll poison your spirit. Parents, children, and especially spouses. Let me just talk to you all for a minute, okay? You need to clear the air. Is there anybody in your, especially in your family, or your friend, your close friendships, or used to be close friendships, that's hurt you, and you've grown resentful towards them, or maybe there's a... This came to fruition to me several years ago in my family. I was doing some premarital counseling with my oldest daughter, Brittany. and my future son-in-law, Ryan. And this was about, let's see, this was in 06 or 05, I guess is when we were doing the counseling. But anyways, I just felt the need during those days. And I sat down with Brittany. And I said, honey, I just want to ask you, you know, in all this counseling that we're doing together, is there anything that I've ever said or done to you that has caused some problems for you, that you're resentful about, that you kind of holding a grudge with your daddy about? You know, and I thought, well, she'll probably have to mull this over for a day or so. But immediately she said, yep. I said, you've already got something you need to share with me? She said, oh, yeah. I said, well, what is it? And she said, well, I've been upset with you ever since God called you to be a pastor. She said, you never took the time to understand what it's like to be a pastor's or a preacher's kid. She said, everybody judges me on a different level than they do everybody else. Everybody looks at me differently. And I've got to be a step ahead of the rest of the crowd. And I don't like being judged and looked at that way. And she said, we live in a glass house. And everybody knows everything about us. I don't like it. And she said, the worst thing is you never stop to understand what I was trying to tell you. Because, you know, I'd say things like, oh, man, it's the greatest thing in the world to be called to be a pastor. What are you talking about? You know? But I want to tell you, there was release and reconciliation that day between me and Brittany. And you know what? I get a Father's Day card from that girl every year. And every card I get every year, she says, Dad, I love you and I'm so proud you're a pastor. And I am proud to be a preacher's kid. Let me tell you, it may be something going on in your life. And your family, let me tell you, they remember this stuff. And it needs to be dealt with. Acquiring. It happened. Satan's slick. He uses anything and everything. But once that unforgiving spirit is acquired, it needs to be dealt with. And the scriptures tell us to just lay it aside, to let go of it. To put it away. And look at verse 32. We talk for the next few minutes about recovering from an unforgiving spirit. And be kind to one another, tenderhearted. In other words, what the Word of God is telling us today is that you can recover from an unforgiving spirit that's poisoned you. From a bitter spirit. By the way, the word bitter means a sharp, sour. Have you ever seen anybody that's bit into a sour lemon, a bitter lemon, and the face they make? Well, that's the picture of someone who's got an unforgiving spirit. They're bitter, they're sour. They're good at hiding it sometimes. And so he says, replace that spirit with a kind, tender-hearted, forgiving spirit. And then he says, forgiving one another even as God in Christ forgave you. Now here's the deal. Are y'all ready for this? Are you tired of bleeding? We're going to get you bandaged up. And here's the deal. You can forgive anyone of anything if you're a believer. Do you know why? Because you have the Spirit of Christ Jesus in you. Tell somebody, you've got His Spirit. Now, the other 75% of you, tell somebody, you've got His Spirit. You've got the Spirit of Christ Jesus in you if you're a born-again believer. I shared this with our kids last night at the bonfire. Shannon, Susan, we appreciate y'all hosting our kids last night and had a wonderful evening. And so Taryn had asked me to say a few words devotionally with them. And so I shared my life's verse with them. And my life's verse is Galatians 2:20. I've been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. The life I now live in the flesh, in this body, I live by faith in the Son of God, the one who loved me and gave himself for me. And so I have the Spirit of the Lord Jesus in me. And if you're a believer, if you're a follower of Christ, if you're born again, if you're a Christian, if you love Jesus, you've got his Spirit. You've got him. And you have the not only the potential and the capacity, you can forgive anyone of anything because his Spirit lives within you. Somebody shout amen. Amen. Now, when you think about when you read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, those gospel accounts, over and over and over again, Billy, I was amazed how many times Jesus said to folks, your sins are forgiven. Your sins are forgiven. You're forgiven of your sins. Over and over and over again. Do you remember when Jesus was on the cross and they were killing him, crucifying him? His enemies were there laughing at him. And do you remember what Jesus said? Father, forgive them. They don't even know what they're doing. Forgive them. You can forgive anyone of anything if you have Christ in you. He will give you, he will motivate you, he'll stimulate you, he will help you to forgive whoever it is that's harmed you and hurt you. Isn't that wonderful? Now, maybe the saddest thing, the worst thing about having an unforgiving spirit is there in verse 30. Did you catch that when we read it? And do not grieve who?
The Holy Spirit.
By whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. The word grieve means to cause pain and sorrow. And by the way, it's a love word. You can't grieve someone that doesn't love you. And I want to tell you, no one loves you like God does. Amen. And when we carry an unforgiving spirit, when we hold grudges against people, when we hang on and let stuff linger, and when bitterness begins to spring up, it causes the great big heart of our God to be filled with pain and sorrow. I want to tell you, there's one that you don't want to upset, and his name is Jesus. Isn't that awful that we would cause God pain and suffering and sorrow? And we do that every time we have an unforgiving spirit. God help us. I don't know who I'm talking here to today, but it's probably a large number of folks. You can forgive. Because Jesus forgave you. Now, I've got time. Turn with me to Matthew chapter 6. I've heard preacher after preacher and Sunday school teacher after Sunday, not Billy, but I've heard a lot of people misuse this. Look at Matthew 6, 14. Matthew 6, 14 and 15. For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. Amen. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Amen. In other words, I've heard folks say that, well, if you won't forgive so-and-so, God won't forgive your sins. That all sounds, you know, like it might be right. The only problem is that contradicts what took place at the cross. God has forgiven you of all your sin if you belong to Him. There are no sins that God will ever drag up before you and you'll have to be accountable for with your life. He's paid for all our sins. What He's talking about here is when we don't release those emotionally who have hurt us, When we don't forgive them, when we don't release them, God cannot release us. In other words, we can't enjoy our own forgiveness. Isn't that what a bitter person is? If we don't release them, God can't release us. You see, how much has God forgiven you of? Hello? How much has God forgiven you? I wish if we had all morning, we could tell you what my wife has been forgiven of. But if we had all month, I could tell you what her husband has been forgiven of. All right, let me give you four quick R's. Okay? Write these down. Oh, I got them up here. Oh, really? I'll ask you tomorrow then. Four R's, okay? What do I do? How do I lay this thing down? How do I do this? How do I get free from this? By the way, would anybody like to get set free this morning and receive inner healing? Would anybody up in here today like to be freed up and forgiven of an unforgiving spirit? I mean, would you like to be made whole and healed? I would. Sounds good to me. Here it is. Number one, recognize. Recognition. In other words, you can't be healed of this if you don't first recognize that you've got an unforgiving spirit. You've got to recognize the fact there is something I've got, there is someone I've got negative feelings towards. There is someone that's done something wrong with me. And it may be that you've been getting some mileage out of that because everybody else knows they did you wrong. Hello? And so the first step is recognizing that you've got unforgiveness in your heart. Y'all with me so far? And so what do when we recognize that? Well, we confess it, you know. And here's the second R. And it goes beyond confession. It's repentance. That's a big Bible word. And that simply means you're so sick of it that you want to turn away from it. That you want to forsake it. Lay it down. Let it go. You know, I don't know how I feel quite about this. I hear something. Well, just give it to Jesus. Well, Jesus isn't the one who gave it to you, and he probably doesn't want it either. Just let go of it. The Spirit of God will help you to do that. And just tell God, Lord, I'm sick of this. I'm tired of this. It's poisoning my life. It's tearing up my relationships. It's doing all kinds of damage to me, and it's not doing it. And so, Lord, right now today, I'm just going to forgive them. Repentance. Here's the third word, release. And all that simply means you release that person. You let go of it. Y'all with me? And the fourth step that'll help is simply remember. Remember everything God's done for you. Remember the cross. When you went to the cross and Jesus took care of your sin debt and paid the price for all your sacrifice. Became the sacrifice for all of our sin. Remember how much you have been forgiven. And you know what? You'll come to the realization, this is a good thing, and I need to be made whole. I had a really tear-jerking illustration that's true about something that happened to a friend of mine about 25 years ago. But I didn't get her permission, so I don't feel right to share it. But it was a powerful illustration of the forgiveness of Christ Jesus. And so I got to thinking about Brother Shep. He's not here. He's there. I'm still mad at him for that. And so I don't have to get his permission. And the one that he had ought in his heart against, well, that guy's also in heaven. So let me just give you a Brother Shep story in closing, okay? I won't give you the name of the other local pastor, but he pastored a fairly decent sized church in town. And this fella, he could rub you the wrong way in a heartbeat. He had one of those types of personalities. Y'all with me? Of course, there's no one like that in here. Now I've gone to meddling. But anyways, this preacher brother of mine would just open his mouth and insert his foot all the time. And he would hurt people's feelings, and he would, you know, just, it was a mess. Well, Brother Shep went to this man, and he said, well, I can't say his name. He said, I need to ask your forgiveness. And the preacher said, why do I need to forgive you of? I thought you were one of my best friends. And Shep said, well, I've been acting like that. But to be honest with you, I can't stand you. I don't even like to be around you. And I've talked about you like a dog. And he said, that's wrong. Will you forgive me? And you know what that preacher said? He said, you know what, Shep? There's a lot of people that don't like me. And I'm part of the problem. He said, I'll be more than happy to forgive you. And he's shedding tears now. And they hug one another. And from that point in time on, he and this guy were pretty tight. You'd be amazed at the reconciliation that takes place when two people get right with one another. Who is it that you need to get right with today? Don't let the evil one keep whipping you up one side and down the other. Don't grieve the heart of God today. Let's get this issue right. Would you bow your head with me? Everybody praying. Everybody in an attitude of prayer. Father, in this time of decision, this has happened to me in my life. And I would hold a grudge and carry unforgiveness in my spirit. And it's happened to all of us if we're going to be true, if we're going to be honest with each other. But Lord, there's a boatload of people in here right now that need to be healed, that need to be cleansed, that need to be washed. Oh God, help us to release these issues of unforgiveness. I don't know who that is, Lord. But God, as a sign of accountability, we need to get right with one another. I don't want anybody looking around. The shoe boxes have got the altar pretty well covered up today. But I don't be looking around. Every head bowed, every eye closed. How many of you here would say, Brother Cal, this is an issue I need to deal with in my life? This is something that I've just slip your hand up in the air. My goodness. That's what I thought. My. Brother Cal, this is an issue I need to deal with in my heart and in my life. All right. Put your hands down. I want to pray for you. Father, these are brothers and sisters in the Lord that have raised their hands, most of them that I know of. And I pray, God, today that we would lay this mess down and that we would let it go. God, this church needs revival, and as long as we've got an unforgiving spirit, we can't enjoy your best. Oh God, help us to lay this stuff to the side, to repent of it, to let it go, to release it. And then maybe even to go be reconciled to that brother, that sister, that family member, that ex-spouse, that whoever it is. Make us right with one another today. Give us that healing, cleansing, overflowing blessing that's available in forgiveness. And Father, if there is one here today who has not been completely and totally forgiven of their sin debt that they owe you by trusting Christ and Christ alone to forgive them, oh, I pray today would be the day of salvation. If you're here today and you're not sure about your salvation, if you've got Christ or not, just right there where you sit, say, Lord, I'm a sinner. I'm in need of forgiveness. I believe your Son paid the price for all my sin. Right now, I ask you to come into my heart, into my life, forgive me, wash all my sin away, and I give everything that I am to everything that you are. I'm calling on you to save me here today. Thank you. Is anyone here that just prayed that prayer for the first and only time? Anybody here? Just slip your hand up. Anybody here that prayed that prayer for the first and only time? If you really meant business with God. Anybody here? Anybody? Okay. Father, it's in the great and mighty and matchless name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
This is Pastor Cal again. I hope you enjoyed the message. If you'd like to talk to me or another pastor about some issue that you may have, a question you might have, you're free to call 931-332-6288.